The Hawthorne brothers have everything: wealth, intelligence, privilege. Yet beneath the surface, each struggles with questions of identity and purpose. Jameson feels fundamentally unfulfilled, despite traveling the world with billionaire heiress Avery Grahams. Grayson maintains perfect control while carrying the burden of family responsibility. Nash and Xander navigate their own paths in the shadow of their grandfather's manipulative games. When unexpected revelations force them to confront their pasts, the brothers discover that the greatest challenges aren't the ones they were raised to overcome, but the ones that test their understanding of family, loyalty, and what it truly means to win. Despite his wealth and adventure, Jameson Hawthorne feels empty, craving purpose and challenge. His grandfather, Tobias, once called his mind ordinary compared to his brothers, insisting only determination would bring success, words that shaped Jameson into someone constantly needing to prove himself. When Ian Johnstone Jameson reveals himself as Jameson's biological father and requests help recovering an ancestral Scottish estate called Vantage, Jameson finds his challenge. The estate was lost at the Devil's Mercy, an exclusive underground gambling establishment where secrets are currency. "You love challenges. You love to win. You always need more," Ian tells him, perfectly capturing Jameson's essence. Despite initial hesitation, Jameson can't resist the opportunity, especially when he realizes it might help him discover his identity beyond the Hawthorne name. What begins as a quest for excitement turns dangerous when Jameson learns the Devil's Mercy requires a valuable secret with proof as admission. Suddenly, he's risking everything, including the darkest chapter of his past. The Devil's Mercy operates beneath London's streets, accessible only to the wealthy and connected. This exclusive club embodies the seven deadly sins with dedicated areas: sloth, massage parlors; gluttony, fine dining; lust, private chambers; and gambling floors representing greed. The club's true menace lies in its currency. Membership requires providing a secret and proof, blackmail material leveraged by the mysterious white-haired proprietor. Rule breakers risk exposure or having their secrets used as prizes in the annual game. Roman architecture with a grand domed room, marble arches, and floors inlaid with infinity symbols in onyx and white agate creates an opulent facade concealing the club's predatory nature. Even dealers wear triangular necklaces containing listening devices. When Jameson and Avery infiltrate this world, they learn entry requires losing £500,000 over 3 nights. Their goal is securing an invitation to the game, an annual competition where winners claim valuable prizes, including property lost in previous wagers. The Devil's Mercy mirrors real-world exclusive spaces where power operates through unspoken rules and the right secrets outvalue skills. While Jameson chases thrills in London, his brother Grayson faces a different challenge in Phoenix: a teenage girl named Juliet, Gigi Grayson, in police custody, claiming to be his half-sister. This forces Grayson to confront Sheffield Grayson's legacy, the father who rejected him yet kept surveillance photos documenting his life. Grayson carries the weight of being a Hawthorne. In flashbacks, Tobias singled him out. "Someday, it's going to be me." Grayson would be responsible for growing the fortune and protecting the family. This burden shaped him into someone meticulous, controlled, and protective. When Gigi needs help finding her missing father, Grayson faces an impossible choice. He knows Sheffield attempted to murder Avery, but revealing this would devastate his newfound sisters. Instead, he helps them investigate while working to protect them. The Hawthorne brothers share a vulnerability Grayson can't show others. A simple 911 text brings immediate support. Their childhood game of drink or dare becomes a channel for honesty, allowing Grayson to admit his fears about losing his sisters. Isn't this the essence of family? People who see our facades and love us anyway, who understand our coded messages and show up when needed most? The climax arrives with the game at Vantage, a high-stakes competition testing intelligence and character. Three keys hidden throughout the estate unlock three boxes, two containing player secrets, the third holding a valuable black and white mark redeemable for information or assets from the Mercy's ledger. Players approach the game with distinct motivations. Branford protects family interests, Zella seeks leverage against threats, and Catherine represents outside interests, pursuing power within the Mercy's hierarchy. For Jameson, this is his chance to prove himself without his family name or Avery's wealth. When Catherine taunts, "What are you without the Hawthorne name, without the money, without Avery Graham's by your side?" she strikes his deepest insecurity. The defining moment comes when Jameson must choose between winning and saving Zella as she dangles from the bell tower. His unhesitating choice to save her reveals his moral core, transforming others' perception of him. Branford later acknowledges, "You chose to put the life of another person over winning. I call it honor." True character reveals itself when we must choose between winning at all costs and preserving what truly matters. Throughout the story, secrets function as both weapons and currency. Jameson's discovery that Alice Hawthorne is alive has profound implications for the family and explains Tobias's decision to disinherit them in favor of Avery. Vantage itself becomes a metaphor for how secrets operate in wealthy families: hidden passages, rooms behind mirrors, and compartments with specific combinations. The Devil's Mercy follows this pattern, with its surveillance system disguised within mirrors and moldings. Secrets isolate characters from one another. Grayson withholds information about Sheffield from his sisters. Jameson initially keeps his discovery about Alice from Avery. Branford refuses to acknowledge his secret son publicly to avoid ruining lives. These secrets create barriers between people who might otherwise connect authentically. By the novel's end, while many secrets are revealed, others remain hidden. Eve Blake plans to approach Savannah about her father, while Jameson finally shares his discovery about Alice with Avery. We all keep secrets to protect others or ourselves. But when does protection become manipulation? When does withholding truth become betrayal? These questions haunt the characters' relationships. This story explores a fundamental question: how do you find meaning when you have everything? This question haunts Jameson as he travels with Avery, feeling like he's merely standing behind the ropes, and troubles Grayson as he questions his grandfather's predetermined path. The novel suggests purpose comes from connection and contribution, not wealth or achievement. Jameson finds satisfaction in winning Vantage because it's meaningful to him, while Grayson discovers purpose in protecting his sisters rather than controlling them. Privilege carries responsibility. Avery shares her inheritance to create opportunities for others, recognizing wealth as power that should benefit many. The Devil's Mercy represents the opposite, exploiting privilege to maintain exclusivity. By the story's end, each character finds greater purpose. Jameson wins on his own terms, Grayson connects with newfound family, and Avery uses her inheritance to create opportunity rather than hoard privilege. The greatest game isn't about winning, but finding your place in a larger world, contributing meaningfully, and creating transformative connections.